This is the Connect, Communicate, Change podcast, social media for the nonprofit sector. The Connect, Communicate, Change website can be found at www.connect-communicate-change.com.
Hi, this is Philippa Willits from Connect, Communicate, Change, social media for the nonprofit sector at connect-communicate-change.com. Today I'm going to talk about how charities and nonprofit organisations can benefit from using social media. There are many, many ways that you can benefit, and not just you, but also the people you support or the campaigns you run can all work better with the knowledgeable use of social media. Some people, particularly nonprofit organisations, I've found are very scared of social media, quite intimidated, not sure what to do, how to do it. But once you get started, you'll very quickly see the benefits. The first way you can benefit is how you connect to people. You already will have ways within your organisation of connecting with people. This might be newsletters or email or updates on your website. But with social media, you can connect with more and more people relatively easily. Social media can help you connect with people who might want to donate to your organisation. So it helps with fundraising. It can be a way of connecting with your staff, with your volunteers, and with the people who use your organisation, the consumers of your service. You can also connect with other organisations. Now, this might be organisations in your local area, or it might be wider organisations who work for a similar aim as you. So if you are a disability organisation in Glasgow, you can connect better with other Glasgow charities, but also other disability organisations across the country and across the world. And this can help keep you aware of what's going on. It can keep you on top of the news and events, and can also give you good contacts within an organisation. The second major benefit you will find is in how you communicate, because the big bonus of social media is that it enables two-way communication very easily. Unlike when you, say, send out a newsletter, if you send out the same update through a social media site, you can get immediate feedback, which might be something like the fundraising event you've listed, you've put the wrong date on, and someone can reply to you on Twitter or leave a comment on Facebook saying, do you mean Tuesday the 3rd or Wednesday the 4th? And you can immediately reply, rather than, say, with a mail shot, having to resend out the whole newsletter. Also, you can answer simple queries very quickly and easily. So someone could comment and say, does your organisation do X, Y, Z? And you can say yes, or you could say no, but such and such an organisation does. It's very two-way. You can have conversations with people, sometimes in real time, which is a great benefit. It saves you time in the long run, and it makes your organisation appear welcoming and open to new people who might not know you. The third major benefit of using social media in non-profit organisations is change. The connections you make and the communication you have all do a great deal for enabling change within your organisation, change within your local area, change in terms of improving the service you provide, change in terms of how you can advertise your events, how you can attract fundraisers, and wider change, change in society, change in attitudes. Social media has many benefits for charities and voluntary organisations, and Connect, Communicate, Change will over time provide you with all the information you need, from what on earth is Twitter, to which is the best social networking site, to do particular tasks or talk to particular people. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website at www.connect-communicate-change.com for information about and insight into social media for the voluntary and not-for-profit sector.